This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
In April 2007, Genesis Security Group was awarded a contract by the Downtown Vancouver Business Improvement Association to operate what they've called a Downtown Ambassadors Program. The project was further expanded to include the Yale Town, West End, and South Granville areas. Genesis Security now employs over 40 licensed security guards in its program, and the goal of the program, according to the Genesis website, is to address issues such as panhandling, litter, theft, illegal vending, and graffiti, with the understanding that these issues not only affect the general quality of life in the downtown area, but also overall crime rates. Now, on Monday, May 31st, 2010, the BC Human Rights Tribunal began hearing a human rights complaint brought by Pivot Legal Society and the Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users against the Downtown Ambassadors Program. The complaint, which was lodged by Pivot and Van Due in 2008, alleges that the Downtown Ambassador Program has repeatedly engaged in harassment and removals of individuals who are located on public space and who are or appear to be street homeless or drug users. I'm joined on the phone by Pivot Legal Society's Executive Director, John Richardson. Welcome back to People First Radio, John.
Thank you very much.
John, you told the Province newspaper on Monday, May 31st, that, quote, sidewalks are the issue here. Tell us more about this complaint.
Well, the Downtown Vancouver Business Improvement Association appears to have the belief that its ambassadors have a right to remove people that appear to be homeless from public space, and that those removals often take the form of harassment, intimidation, and we are staunchly opposed to private security firms operating on behalf of business trying to take control of public space and clean it to promote their own business interests.
What specifically have you heard from people over time leading up to the lodging of this human rights complaint?
That people are being harassed, that security guards are approaching homeless people, asking them to leave when they're not breaking any laws, staring at them, standing close to them, taking notes, taking pictures, and if they don't move, threatening to call the police.
Now, you've described this security approach as being harassment and intimidation. You've just spoken about people being crowded by security people around them. You've also described these as soft tactics, but as effective tactics. I'm wondering if you could tell us more about these types of tactics. Have they been used in other cities? Is this something new? And how do they actually work over time?
Well, I describe them as soft tactics because they're not actual physical confrontations. I mean, there's rarely comes to a violent altercation, but the presence of the security guards and the way they interact is extremely difficult for someone that's disempowered or homeless or marginalized to withstand, you know. And so in almost all cases, rather than kind of undergo a confrontation with a downtown ambassador, people would just get up and leave. Unfortunately, they just move to another location, you know, either in the downtown core or somewhere else, because they basically have nowhere to go. So it really achieves nothing in the end. And we're quite concerned that this approach is not only being used by the Downtown Vancouver Business Association, but business improvement associations across Vancouver and in other cities. And it amounts to making life very difficult for homeless people and marginalized individuals to freely access public space, which they have absolutely a right to do.
Now, you were speaking in this direction a little earlier. The Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users, VANDU, is a co-complainant with Pivot on this, and Anne Livingston, who works with that organization, said that, quote, when a super marginalized homeless person is just sitting down because they're not doing well, tremendous harm is created when they're removed, unquote. I'm wondering if you could elaborate on the harms associated with the harassment and removals that you've described.
Well, the one example was cited in the tribunal, I think, on Monday. There was a man, a homeless individual, sleeping in an alley, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I believe it was, and a downtown ambassador walked up and kicked kind of the some of the stuff that the person was using to shelter themselves and said, get up, and told them they had to move away. And so the person woke up and moved along. But, you know, these people don't have a lot of resources to themselves, and constantly being harassed and told to move along has not only a psychological impact, right, just feeling totally pushed away by society, but also has health impacts. You know, in the case like there, having their sleep interrupted when they're often deprived of sleep and being forced to move in all the different locations.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. A British Columbia human rights hearing is underway in Vancouver this week. A complaint lodged by Pivot Legal Society and the Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users alleges that Vancouver's Downtown Ambassador Program has repeatedly engaged in harassment and so-called removals of individuals who are located in public space and who are or appear to be street homeless or drug users. The Downtown Ambassador Program is operated by the Downtown Vancouver Business Improvement Association. John Richardson, Executive Director of Pivot Legal Society, joins me on the phone from Vancouver today. Charles Gauthier, who's the Executive Director of the Downtown Vancouver Business Improvement Association, told the province newspaper that Pivot's complaints are groundless, stating that, quote, we observe and report incidents. We're there to help the homeless if they need directions to free food or shelter. What's your response?
Well, I think it's far from groundless, and Mr. Gauthier knows as well as we do that there have been hundreds and probably thousands of removals. The Downtown Ambassador Program kept meticulous records of all of their interactions by the ambassadors had personal digital assistants that they had to record their interactions, and they have recorded thousands of removals from public space. So it's far, very far from groundless.
Now, Vancouver City Council reportedly dropped funding for the Downtown Ambassadors Program last year. Tell us more about that, and how is this currently funded? What's the funding structure behind it?
Right. So the City of Vancouver had given a grant to the Downtown Ambassadors Program a couple of years ago for them to expand their operations to go from 10:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. The new city council basically realized that this money was being used to harass street people and decided to discontinue the funding. The programs do continue, however, and continued with funding from the city, not in the form of a grant now, but in the form of tax levies that are put on businesses and organizations in the downtown. And those tax levies go to the Business Improvement Association, which in turn funds Genesis Security to operate the program.
Okay. John, what are your hopes for this process, this complaint process? What would the goal be in this?
Well, absolutely, a goal of this is to stop any more illegal removals of street homeless people from the downtown and to have a staunch recognition that poor people as well as middle-class and upper-class people have a right to access public space. But not only that, we're hoping for a precedent that business improvement associations around the province and in Vancouver will recognize that going down the path of the Downtown Vancouver Business Improvement Association is going to lead to human rights complaints, and that they need to take steps immediately to ensure that any programs that they're operating are not having discriminatory outcomes.
John, we have just a moment left, and I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today about this issue.
Well, I think there is a larger issue here that everyone needs to think about and be concerned about. And that is, here we have a private organization hiring a private security firm and sending the private security officers out into public space and telling some people that they can't be there. And I think it's a concern to everyone when private organizations can kind of seize control of public space in that manner and vet who gets to be in the public space. I think public space needs to be regulated by public bodies. And so we have police, and that is appropriate form of regulating public space. It should not be done by private organizations hiring private security forces.
John Richardson, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
John Richardson is the Executive Director of Pivot Legal Society, which is located on Vancouver's downtown east side. Pivot's mandate is to take a strategic approach to social change using the law to address the root causes that undermine the quality of life of those on the margins. You can find them online at pivotlegal.org.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centrist Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society, CHLY, 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.